Do you have any old laptops kicking around?
I do.
Do you?
I think my laptop is about 9 years old.
Yeah. I've got that old netbook that you used to use here. Now, I've got you set up with an old refurb that I put up here for you for tonight. The netbook was so aged.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's an Acer Aspire 1. And I don't know if it's good enough to continue using, but even with Linux on it, even Linux feels too heavy on it.
Yes. Oh.
And I think that's because we're at that point now where even Linux, in a lot of cases, I know there are things like DSL and stuff that's built for older hardware. Lubuntu is another good example, Xubuntu. But really, to have a fully functional Linux desktop, it takes more resources than those things have.
Right. Yep.
Chromebooks.
Okay.
Are becoming more and more popular because they can use lesser hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But the operating system is so incredibly streamlined that it doesn't rely so much on the hardware that you're using. It instead relies more on the cloud, on software as a service, on being able to tap into the virtual infrastructure that is Google.
Right, so if I was using like a Chromebook, I would use Google Docs, stuff like that.
You absolutely can, yeah. And so by doing that, Google, well, you use like Drive and you use their Docs platform and you use their built-in stuff to do documentation, spreadsheets, all that stuff.
Right.
It saves it in the cloud, but it also utilizes their network infrastructure, their server environment to run the software in your browser.
Which is good.
So it means even if you have a slow computer, as long as you've got a pretty good internet connection, the software is just as fast as it would be on a very fast computer.
Right.
Because it's not relying on the computer itself.
True that.
I'm going to do a quick search online for Chromebook. And I know that any of the Chromebooks that are available for purchase are probably pretty decent, right? But there's the first one is $1,600. What else have we got? The new Chromebooks. So there's one for... See, this is where things start to get unreal. $249. $649. $1,299. Okay, that's getting a little... Hey, maybe I just want to...
See, at that price, you might as well just buy a laptop.
You may as well buy a laptop and put Linux on it, yeah. But that that $249, whoa. Here's one for $499. Okay. Here's one for $299. Yeah, I can swallow that. So... Here's the thing that you got to ask yourself. So people say, okay, well, with a Chromebook, I can't install software. I can't put my regular applications on. And this is a wonderful time for Linux lovers because the paradigm is shifting. The paradigm has almost shifted to the point where that doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Okay? And when I say that, what I mean is Linux as an alternate to Microsoft Windows.
Right.
An argument has been out there for some years saying, oh, but I can't install insert name of application that normally is for Microsoft Windows on Linux.
Right.
Whether or not that's true, you can use Wine, you can use VirtualBox, whatever, but that's been an argument. So now with things like Chrome OS and, I'll say it, let's say iPads.
Okay.
Android tablets, smartphones. Let's look at those. Android tablets, smartphones, your Samsung phone.
Yep.
What's powering it? Google?
Electricity.
Android? Android being powered by Google's infrastructure and operating system.
Yeah.
So again, it falls into, hey, this operating system is so streamlined that even on this hardware, which is not very powerful compared to my massive desktop computer, it runs really, really well.
Right.
So now take that and put it into a laptop and say, okay, here's a Chromebook. So, yeah, you can't install the same applications that you can install on Windows, but we're used to that.
Right.
Because we've been using our smartphones, we've been using our tablets. We're starting to get used to that paradigm where, all right, we find applications that work on this platform, and what works for us is great. So, all right, I can spend $249 and I can get a decent little Chromebook. Or, I'll go back to my first question. How many of us have a couple of old laptops kicking around?
Right.
I do.
And so?
So let's take a look. Cloud Ready is a operating system that you can download and install absolutely free on your old hardware. Now, I say old hardware because this will repurpose your old hardware into a mock Chromebook.
Okay.
So if you've got an old laptop, you can turn it into a Chromebook. And so I say old hardware. That's a great use case. Mm-hmm. If you have new hardware and you just love that, maybe you don't use anything other than the internet. How many of us do anything other than our web browser these days? I know that there...
Right. I mean,
I know. You can comment. I'm going to get it.
But many don't, right? I'm in a school situation right now.
Yeah.
Where we use only Google Docs.
There you go.
Because not everybody has access or knowledge of anything else. So we just use
Isn't
the one...
Isn't that cool?
We have...
Your school is awesome. Because you think about that and you think, okay, well, Google Docs is free.
Right.
Unless you're using a lot of it, it's free.
Exactly.
And if you're using a lot of it, it's like $5 a month.
Do you guys use Google Docs to hijack the teacher's notes?
The teacher uploads her notes.
No. The latest thing with school now is people will load a the Word document, and there'll be three people working on typing out, and you'll almost get verbatim because one person types out quickly, then the other people fall in line, correct the mistakes, and then fill in the gaps.
Wow.
And so you almost get a verbatim so that nobody else...
Collaborative.
Yes, it's great. Students are using it now so that they don't actually have to be in class.
All right. So it's a great way to hack your world. But because a lot of the stuff, now I don't mean to generalize, and I know I'm going to get comments and people saying, "Oh, I need to be able to install this and that." I know. So same here.
This isn't for everyone. Maybe
it is for everyone, but maybe not for every device.
Right. Okay.
My main computer, yeah, I need those extra applications.
Yep.
But
right.
There are times when I want to just sit down with a cup of coffee and just get on my book face, get on to my email, do a couple of things online, and I don't need extra stuff, so why not repurpose old hardware?
Right.
But it will work on new hardware, too. So I don't want to give that impression that this is only for old hardware. No, it will work great on new hardware as well.
Right.
But this is not a dual booting operating system. This is something that you install, and it is the exclusive operating system on the system. So on my laptop, I actually pulled my hard drive, and I put in a new hard drive in order to install
this
so that we could look at it tonight. So Cloud Ready from Neverware is actually, it's like Chromium OS, but it's been streamlined, and they've got a update process, and they've got enterprise and education versions of the platform in order to bring Chrome OS to regular PC hardware. And by that I mean you do not have to buy new hardware. You can use that old stuff that you got kicking around. If you're a school, you've got old computers kicking around.
Yeah.
This isn't just for laptops. You can put it on desktops as well. And it's absolutely free. So let's get started. Say hello to Cloud Ready. And you've got three different versions. Personal home use. Two buttons anyways, but three versions. Home use is free. So keep that in mind. This is for personal use only. Don't put this into a business. Education and enterprise. Well, you say, I just want to try it, so I want the free version for home. I don't want to buy the enterprise version. Well, the enterprise version has a free trial. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for something for business or education use, still go to the business education, but request a free trial, and then you'll be able to check it out. It's like $1 per student, so it's not unreasonable.
That's cheap.
Okay? So for personal home use, we can just get the free version, and it's a little different in its way of deploying. So you're going to read a little bit about it. I encourage you to do so and go through the hardware compatibility guide, which is going to allow you to search for your particular model, make sure that you are compatible. Now, in order to install this, what I did is I actually downloaded the USB maker on Microsoft Windows on one of my computers. There is also a USB maker for Mac and Chromebook. So how is that different? It's not like an image file or an ISO file like we're used to. It's an actual image maker, so you download the software, which then creates a USB flash drive for you, very much how Windows 10 does it.
Okay.
And then that USB flash drive now becomes your boot disk in order to install the operating system.
Okay.
So as soon as I get it up and going for the first time off of my USB flash drive, all you're going to be greeted with is this kind of lower menu here. And if you click down at the bottom right, now I've already installed it here, but you will have a button up at the top that says Install Cloud Ready. And when I did that earlier today, I recorded the process just to show you how incredibly simple this is. So remember, it's going to wipe out everything on your computer. Here is as simple as it is. One click. I'm going to install. It's going to warn me at that point, don't forget, this is going to wipe out everything on your computer. Are you sure? And I click next. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the entire install process. That's it.
That's as easy as it gets.
On my old laptop, like really old laptop, I have a very old tiny thing that I thought, hey, I'll try it out on, and
yeah,
it's breathing new life into it. Mm-hmm. It took about 25 minutes to install. On this bad boy with its i7 processor, took about 3 minutes, and then
wow,
shuts down. So then I'm greeted with a black screen, and I'm, okay, well, what's going on here? It's just a blank screen.
Right.
And then I push the power button, and boom, cloud ready.
Wow.
And it's up on the screen, and here I am in Chromium OS, just like that. So this is, in all essences, I've now converted, turned my laptop computer into a Chromebook.
Wow.
So this is built specifically to be like that cloud-based computer. So you've got access to your Gmail. You've got access to, now I've added that app. You've got Chromium installed out of the box. It even has the capability of installing things like VirtualBox, which on an older piece of hardware is kind of crazy. But what this does, now look at how easy that install process is. So what that does is it allows me to now, on a little bit better hardware, install other operating systems into Chrome OS or mm-hmm, my Chromebook, mm-hmm, so that if I'm limited in any way, now I'm not limited. I can install those Windows applications if I have Windows installed in VirtualBox, for example. So it does not have the Google Play Store. However, we're able to install a lot of stuff. And you can get through here and you can, well, let's see what the web store says. So, it's the Chrome Web Store. Okay, so very, very similar stuff. So you're able to install your Chrome OS apps just as you normally would. What I really do like about this, especially when I think about using it on lesser hardware, is that when I set up my Gmail, when I set up even my background, my desktop wallpaper, mm-hmm, when I set that up on my old laptop at home, and then when I came into the studio today and I fired this one up having just installed it, everything was exactly the same. Because it's in the cloud.
Right.
It's associated with my Google account.
Right, okay.
So no matter what Chromebook cloud-ready book that I use,
right,
whether it's a desktop or a laptop or whatever, I'm going to have my same setup, my same software, my same configuration, my same desktop wallpaper, even if it goes that far.
Right.
Because it's all cloud-based.
You would just need an internet connection. That is
correct.
And would it matter what kind of internet connection or what speed or anything? Does it?
Well, as you can expect, Sasha, if you have a very slow connection, which is becoming more and more rare these days, you're usually, even with LTE internet, like on your cellular phone, piggybacked off of your, like to your computer, it's going to be fast. Mm-hmm. Fast enough for in-browser document editing, right?
Oh, okay.
So I've actually transitioned most of my document editing to Google Drive.
Okay.
So Google Docs does all my editing. And then I'm able to share it with you guys. So you've got access to show notes and things like that. The stuff that we print is all done on Google Docs now.
Right.
Now, what about...
Blokey, that should help.
Like, not knowing how much data this would take up, does that, like, all of your files and your settings become part of your Google storage?
Yes.
Like, I think you get part... What, is it 2 gigs with Google?
And as I say, if you go beyond your limits, it's $5 a month to increase it to whatever it is.
Right.
You'd have to look at the pricing. I don't know their pricing model. But
that is something to be aware of.
And the reason I think that I don't know the pricing model is because it's so cheap.
Right. Well, it's $5 a month.
That's all I pay, mm-hmm, and it gives me email, calendar, storage, everything else. But
exactly.
I'm not a power user, if you will. But this has allowed me, Cloud Ready, has allowed me to convert my laptop into a Chromebook, mm-hmm, for free.
Okay.
I can't emphasize that enough. Now I've got new life into older hardware, That's my scenario. That's what I wanted it for. My newer hardware, I'm going to have full OSs on, like Linux or Windows or whatever else. But on my older hardware, I can put Cloud Ready on it, and now I've got a Chromebook that will sync with all of my Chrome OS systems.
Now, excellent. I know in Discord there is a bit of a conversation going on about patching and stuff, and I've never used a Chromebook. Mm-hmm. So how does updates work? Is it a like you have to do a fresh install, or do you get an alert just like you would on your phone that says, hey, there's a software update, update it?
Well, this is one of the reasons I love Cloud Ready versus like just vanilla Chromium OS or one of the other options that are out there. Cloud Ready specifically, so the company, they're called Neverware, they have created an update process.
Okay.
Or they haven't created it. It's based on Google's infrastructure. So Google... Right. For their Chromebooks, push out updates.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But these are Chromebooks that you have to pay, you know, at least the cheapest one we found was $249. Some of them were $1,300. You have to pay for those. So the infrastructure's there. So what Neverware has done is they've created a similar kind of server environment that updates their Cloud Ready systems, but it does it a little bit behind Google.
Okay.
So when Google pushes out an update, it's bleeding edge, we'll consider it, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of potential for bugs. There's a lot of potential for problems in systems.
Oh, great.
So instead, the approach that Neverware has taken is to wait out the update a little bit, test it a little bit more internally, then push it out to all their cloud-ready systems.
I like that.
And then it comes out on your system. It updates itself automatically. You're good to go.
There's nothing I hate more than, hey, we've got an update, and you can't use your software until you update. It's like, but I don't want the bugs.
Right.
Or blue screen of death if you update.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
These things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a really great option.
Yeah.
I like that.
Check out neverware.com, just like it sounds, neverware.com, and grab Cloud Ready today. It is free for your home and personal use.
This weekend is the biggest sale of the year at Gear Best. Double 11, just in time for Christmas shopping. With massive savings and $1 billion in coupon rain. Gear Best, Double 11, this weekend at cat5.tv/gearbest.
Welcome back. During the break, we were just chatting a little bit about the use case of...
Yeah.
Making a basically a Chromebook, and I do see like the Foo mentioning that you can get used Chromebooks for like $80, free. Okay, just putting that out there. So you're mentioning about your children, and
yeah. So a year and a half ago, when we were going to start homeschooling our oldest, we were looking to, like I said to my wife, I'm like, you know, there's going to be some online stuff. Let's get a laptop for him. But we didn't want to buy a laptop. We thought maybe a Chromebook or something like that. But the problem was at the time, a lot of his schooling came with CDs or there was software that you install.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, that's not going to work. We actually need some. So we went out and built a desktop for him to use. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at this now because in the last year, all of his schooling has transitioned online or it's still the physical book.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And a lot of schools are actually changing to Chromebook.
Yeah, so this would be amazing. Right. The fact that I've got this 9-year-old laptop sitting at home, I haven't fired up in a year and a half. I'm going to wipe that sucker out, put this on there, and it'd be because part of the issue is the computer has all his games and all that kind of stuff. And so it's, you know, we walk out of the room to go do something and come back. It's like, oh, that's Minecraft. That's not math.
Okay.
You know, so it'd be nice to have...
Okay, there's that.
But it'd be nice to have a computer where none of those apps are on there, but we know he can still do his work.
Schoolwork. Yeah, and from one computer to the next, it's the same documents.
Yeah.
It's the same spreadsheets. It's
the
same
thing
everything.
I love, especially because my school does... We do use the Google Docs, right? Yeah. So I can do my homework like on the fly on my phone with my Google Docs.
There you go.
I can be on this.
And
this,
switch over to your laptop.
And this is Linux, right? No problems. I can just pop on into Chrome.
Put Cloud Ready on that.
And I could.
You could. What else do you use this for? You use it for Discord? You use it for Google Docs?
That's it.
Anything else? Email, maybe? Gmail?
Gmail. Yeah.
So do
that's
it.
All. I can totally do that on this.
One of the things I love about the whole scenario, talking about how it's like the same from computer to computer to computer. Let's say that one crashed and you had Cloud Ready on it.
Okay? Right.
It's still all in the cloud. all your docs, all your images, all that stuff.
Right.
So you haven't lost anything, even if that crashed or got stolen. Nobody has access to it because the files aren't on it. So even if they steal it, they don't have access to your files. But you can then take the replacement one, install Cloud Ready on it, log in, boom, your files, everything is back right where it was. Your applications, everything.
See, that's perfect. Okay, now, done.
Kids are fighting over the computers. Move on to that.
Exactly.
Cloud Ready computer.
Now, can this be installed on something like a Pi?
No.
Okay.
x86 only.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be x86 platform.
Okay.
They recommend 4 gigs of RAM or more.
Okay.
It will run on 2 gigs of RAM, but you're not going to get the best performance, so I'd recommend
stick
with 4 gigs or more.
It's actually a really green option, because really, if you're sitting around with just old hardware, eventually it's just going to be e-waste, right? Like, and now it won't be. You can really extend the life of
You can take any- that e-waste and breathe new life into it.
Exactly.
For sure. I love it. Check it out. Again, just a reminder for you, neverwhere.com, and it's free for you.